We have had a wonderful working relationship with an organization in Los Angeles called Active Blind. It goes back to the days of Anthony Tony Menino. And with all due respect to Vita and others here of Italian heritage, Tony was the godfather. He was the original godfather of CCB. And his sister, Mary Catalano, and her son. There is only one convention at a time, folks. And Mary's son, John Catalano, who I've known probably since I got involved with this organization in 1972. We're going to hear from the two representatives from Active Blind, and the first person, if the microphone can get down to him, where might that be? Do you have the mic, John?
Ah, good. Can you turn this the wired one on over here in the corner?
It's on. So
thank you.
To make a couple of opening comments, John Mavis. John?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to be able to come to you after belonging to this organization for 58 years. I belong to the L.A. County Club with James B. Garfield, who got Tony Menino involved. I've known Tony very well. Went to a lot of conventions and was always in the background. You never see me much running at the back door. But anyway, Tony started out in college in Chicago. Graduated in 1940. He moved to Buffalo, New York. Served, 13 years there in charge of the shipping department for a company making the hardware and so forth for in front of your fireplace, the screens and shovels and so forth. He saved his money and he invested it in the stock market. He'd buy 1,000 shares at 10 cents a share. And when it get to a dollar, he would dump it on the market and buy another 1,000 shares at 10 cents a share. Over the years, he did this, and I listened to him, and I've done the same thing. I started out with 7,000, and I've got like $500,000 I've saved up, enough to get myself into business after all these years. So anytime you are in Alhambra, California, and want to see a bunch of old junky cars that's been polished up a little bit, come by my shop and we'd be glad to show them to you. Now back to Tony Menino and his scholarship. And we're going to have Frank Tucker tell you all about what that money did that he raised for all the young folks. So all you delegates, listen close and make sure that your delegates get the message back to your team members and get the scholarships and get their scholars, get their diplomas so they can do something better than polishing automobiles. Here's Franklin Tucker.
Is that it?
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, John. I would like to comment on Mitch's error in dress. Here is a man who is truly integrated. with his feet on the ground. with his feet on the ground, and may we all be able to follow in his footsteps. I'm going to use a little duet with my wife tonight. Don't worry about it. It's not risque. I'm doing this because there are two essential things in achieving your goals. One of them, we try to help with. The other one, our help does is try to inspire, but it's not really much we can do about the first one. But without the first, the second doesn't mean very much, and you can't do much, and you won't do much. The first one is perseverance. That comes from within you. That is something you have to bring to the table. That is something someone cannot sell you, and you cannot buy it.
That's right.
You must have it on your own, or you must be inspired to seek it, to find it, and to make it part of everything that you are. Mm-hmm. For perseverance, without the second part, is very difficult to succeed, and that is education. Now, there is two kinds of education. There is formal education, and there's education of life. If you have enough perseverance, and really you have to have it, you can do it without formal education, as has been proven by Mr. Mavis himself. But the easier route, if you have the inspiration and the perseverance, is to go for the formal education route, which will give you the tools to use your perseverance. To that end, I'm going to have my wife read to you some letters. We won't give you the last names, we'll just give you the first names, of persons who have received letters of award from the Active Blind Group. John and the Active Blind is dedicated to providing assistance for education. But it's only you can seek, not only the, if you want to seek that education, you have to make an application. And fortunately for us, for the Active Blind Group, we have California Council for the Blind to assist us in finding those persons who want to qualify or assistance in their educational pursuits. Shirley will read you one letter, and I will comment shortly after each one. Shirley?
Okay. This is a letter from Douglas. His message is, I'm returning to school to continue my education and better my family life. I have been attending Full Sail University in pursuit of my Bachelor's of Science degree in game design. Currently, I hold a 3.0 GPA, and I look forward to achieving new goals during my school career. Being a survivor of a severe allergic reaction to penicillin called Stephen Johnson syndrome, which left me legally blind in the right eye and completely blind in the left eye. Lots of people said I will not be able to do a lot of things due to my condition. So far, I have proved them wrong. It may take me a while longer with some help and support to do them, but I get them done, and with your help, I can continue to do so. While attending school, I work on a video game I'm involved in. What I have learned so far has helped me and my progress in the game's development and its movement towards completion. Along with my school, I am a father, and I want to show my children to continue their education and follow their cause. If their father can do it at 40-plus years of age, they can do it too. My interests in life are family,
yes,
friends, sports, and community. I currently maintain a PTC website for our local K to 8th grade school. We have children enrolled in. We also attend and support our local church and high school events for our children. And that was from Douglas.
When I get my fingers out of my dessert, I'll talk. I didn't know they'd put it there. You will notice about this particular letter, this particular person, that not only are they interested in achieving an economic goal, but they're also interested in retaining and maintaining their activity within their community. This not only helps him, but helps the general attitude toward blindness, and that blindness is not an end of its in itself, but only a stumbling block maybe along the way. The next letter will emphasize this in a different manner. And I enjoy the attitude of the person who made this submission, Shirley.
All right, this is from Jane. Education has always been one of the top priorities in my family. Our parents always emphasized to us the importance of being kind and helpful to others, and that our education should be used to achieve that end. Throughout high school, I have searched for the best way to use my own gifts and talents to give back to the world. One way I have discovered is through writing. Ever since I learned to read, I have loved literature and stories. And when I was still very young, began to make up stories and poems of my own. I plan to major in English in college to hone my writing skills so that one day I can write something that will circulate a positive message about life and humanity to its readers for a long time to come. I also participated in mock trial all 4 years of high school, where I discovered my talent for identifying the most important facts of a case, connecting them with the law, and piecing together a convincing argument. I am planning on going to law school after receiving my bachelor's, and I am considering being a disability advocate so that parents of disabled children and disabled adults are able to have the accommodations that he or she needs. That's the end.
I think you understand a little bit of what from those two letters what I'm talking about. And also there's something else here. These two persons have discovered their talents. They have discovered something about themselves which is unique and which is so strong, they're willing to sacrifice and to put all their effort into achieving it. The next two letters that will be read have the same goal, but they reach it in a slightly different way. Surely.
No, three. Read two of them together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three and five.
All right. This is Brittany. Starting in the fall of 2013, I am going to major in psychology to earn my bachelor's degree. Following this, I want to receive my master's degree in social work and eventually be able to work as a rehabilitation worker for the blind or a school counselor. The reason I want to pursue social work is to help the community by sharing my experiences and showing them how they can persevere even after traumatic situations. I have had a near-to-death experience that I am comfortable sharing with others. I was born with good sight, but on May 4, 2012, I was shot in my right cheek and the bullet came out of my left eyeball, shattering it. The bullet also hit my right eye's nerve, making me go instantly blind. Somehow, I have still managed to be all about school and not taking my blindness as a negative impact in my life. In a way, I like being blind because it helps me to make wiser decisions. Being blind changed my whole perspective on life in a good way. In addition to my long-term educational and career goals this summer, I will learn more details of JAWS and become more proficient in Braille reading and writing by attending a program at the Junior Blind of America in Los Angeles. With these tools and my college education, I will be able to provide for myself as an adult. And that was from Brittany. And the last letter is from Mia. I am 22 years old and a sophomore in college. The purpose of me attending college is to obtain my master's degree in social science and eventually become a rehabilitation counselor for the blind. It has been my dream to become a rehab counselor so that I can help blind individuals live a successful lifestyle. I believe that helping those in need illustrates who we are as a person. As a blind individual myself, I fully understand the daily obstacles visually impaired people face. Therefore, if I become a rehab counselor, I can easily relate to my clients and assist them in any way possible. While I am attending school, I have been actively seeking a part-time job in order to gain work experience and to support myself through college. However, it has been difficult in finding a job that would fit my needs and abilities. Even though tackling college work is extremely stressful and finding a job hasn't been successful, I'm determined to persevere until my goals are accomplished. I want to thank the California Council of the Blind for giving me the opportunity to apply for this scholarship and for taking the time to read my application.
Now, I want to comment on Brittany first. I want to comment on Brittany first because this brings up another aspect of life. Here is a young lady with incredible courage, which is rarely found, particularly in one who has suffered a traumatic change of life in such a very short period of time. I would like to know the person or the system or whatever the process was that made her view her condition in such a way and to have the courage and the perseverance to pursue a goal after something as traumatic as being shot and losing her vision. This, to me, is an incredible asset and a demonstration of courage, which we all need and we all hoped we could have. The second one is different but almost as dramatic, in that the person has enough insight to see that they can use their experiences as a blind person to assist others and not dwell on the fact of what blindness has done to them. I think if you listen to these two letters together, it brings a tremendous impact into how you think and feel about blindness. It also demonstrates what an attitude, a positive attitude, can be gained from such traumatic occurrences in one's life. To that end, we at Active Blind, I say we, as John Catalano is president, we just enjoy providing the assistance to those who want to and will persevere to get an education that will provide them with a kind of lifestyle and will provide the blind with a model that everyone else would hope to follow. So please get in touch with Jeff, with Donna, or with John directly and talk about what you need and how you can present yourself for a scholarship. We thank you for allowing us to be here, and we appreciate your hospitality. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank and Shirley Tucker and John Mavis and Linda. You know, Frank, talking about my integrated shoes, I have to tell a UCLA story, actually.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
And it's a good story. In 1972, after I'd been turned down from law school, I did a master's thesis on law school entrance policies and, in those days, the handicapped, as we were then called. And I interviewed deans of admissions at 8 California law schools. And the dean of admissions at UCLA at that time was a fellow that some of us have heard of, one Fred Slaughter, who was the center on UCLA's first national championship basketball team. And Fred and I talked about the civil rights movement, from obviously from his perspective. I was totally unconcerned and disinterested in disability issues. Totally. And during my conversation with Dean Slaughter, I had an epiphany. And it occurred to me that our civil rights, our fight for equality, paralleled, although certainly did not duplicate, the struggle for equality for African Americans. And I owe at least my first step down the road of being a disability rights and blindness rights advocate to one Fred Slaughter, the Dean of Admissions at UCLA, Frank. Pardon me?
Oh, he was there at the time.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd you might know him. Neat man. While we're talking about scholarships, we're going to have the chair of the CCB Scholarship Committee come up and...
Pardon me?
He's going to read from his table. Okay. I have a human teleprompter to my right. Well, I did listen, but I thought he might be coming up anyway. So, to conclude this portion of the banquet discussing our scholarship winners, Robert Wendt.
Hey, Robert.
Thank you, Ed. Okay, we have two more applicants we would like to share with you. This first statement is from Janet Barajas.
Let's have attention, please, because he's a little muffled with that mic, so we've got to listen carefully. Go ahead, Robert.
Sorry, folks. Okay. Many people view my disability as a burden, and while it is tough to literally see your vision fade away day by day, it is my motivation to work as hard and fast as I can to beat my vision to the finish line. Throughout my experience, I have always had a strong support group of counselors, nurses, and community leaders, friends, and family to keep me focused and motivated. Their support has been crucial to my success and has driven me to pursue becoming an LCSW so I too can be part of somebody's support system. My parents' perseverance allowed me to see the world and people in it full of possibilities and potential. With a Master's of Social Work, I hope to work with underserved youth and present higher education not as an alternative, but as a right, despite the race, ability, socioeconomic status, gender, sex, or any other label. The area of research I hope to expand on as a graduate student is youth identity. The pink elephant in the back of the room of my mind has also been my motivator to persevere, be resourceful, and remain focused on my goal to becoming an LCSW. Okay, our second applicant here. This applicant is Andre Green. A persistent vision I first had 6 years ago has been to show society that I and other visually impaired people have a voice in my vision. I see myself as a beacon to others in our social and educational communities, demonstrating that people impaired with challenges can succeed through higher education and gainful employment. I lost my vision 23 years ago as a result of a drive-by shooting in 1989. During years of recovery, I was surrounded by love from children, family, friends, and coworkers. They assisted me to gain my independence again and encouraged me to seek higher education. In 2004, I was accepted at Los Angeles City College, LACC, and graduated with an Associate's of Arts degree in and Departmental Certificate in Human Services in 2008. Determined to go further, I was accepted at Cal State Dominguez Hills. My vision is to make a social impact by creating possibilities of increased social inclusion of visually impaired citizens and by enrolling the surrounding communities to use our talents and abilities. With the technology being made available to the visually impaired and to other physically disabled more opportunities can be opened throughout the world. I believe we need some fresh minds. Some disabled students have some of these talents who have the desire to work hard to build up the blind community together with society as a whole, to be part of a larger social norm. Will you join us? I appreciate this opportunity in advance. We had a lot of fun interviewing these candidates. We changed our system this year, and it was very exciting to see it come to life and to give us a more positive and more positive and quantitative method for figuring out who our scholarship winners are going to be.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And what we're now going to do is we're going to hear from our two winners who are here, three winners who are here. Didn't see the third person over there. So I believe the first one, and I met her and her parents briefly earlier, and I said I used to have a coworker with that last name. So we're now going to bring in up for a couple of minutes Janet Barajas.
Hi, my name is Janet Barajas. You just read my little statement of purpose. First, I want to thank the board. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Like one of the members said earlier, it's perseverance that really like is the main factor that makes us want to pursue higher education and want to make a difference in this world. And that perseverance led me to all of you. I want to thank the committee. Ed and Chrissy were amazing in our interview. I want to be at LCSW. So talking to them, seeing that they're already leaders in those fields made me feel so grateful and hopeful for the future in my career. So thank you.
All right. Our next winner, who is here, and Ed is Ed Branch, the man on the silver roller skates, is introducing our winners to the gentleman from Active Blind. So our next recipient, who you will hear from, is Andre Green. Andre?
Good evening, family. My name is Andre Green. I'm thankful for each and every one of you for coming out and it's, to help me celebrate my scholarship. Thank you so much. I want to thank the committee, scholarship committee, Robert and Vincent. It's a great conversation over the telephone. I really enjoyed our meeting. I need to let you know, blessed are the brief, because I am, like, nervous. Thank you. And he's still making me nervous, standing right by me. I'm truly grateful. We can't stop, people. We have to keep pressing towards the mark of our high calling, and that's what I do every day. You know, I look at myself as not handicapped. I'm handicapable. So I thank you again for allowing me the scholarship. Thank you.
This is Mr. Franklin Tucker. This is Mr. Franklin Tucker. He's from Active Blind. He provided the funds.
All right. Our third recipient who is here,
John Mavis, he's also with Active Blind.
If she ever wants an internship with ACB, she may have a leg up, because her last name is the same last name as ACB's executive director. Now, I didn't say we could pay you anything, but Washington, D.C. is so beautiful in July and August. And if you believe that, I have some swamp land in Palmdale to send you, sell you. So we will hear from our third recipient, Jane Brunson.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jane Brunson. This is my first year at UCLA, and I'm studying English. And I'm really glad to be here. And I'd like to thank the board of the California Council for the Blind and the awesome scholarship committee. Thank you so much for the support. And you guys are really helping me reach my goals and make a positive impact on the world. So, and I'll consider the internship offer. Thank you.
I want to introduce you. This is Mr. Franklin Tucker. He's Active Blind.
The offer still stands, Jane, even if you did go to that school. It's okay. And I want to give, when you have the mic, you have power. I want to make a quick personal message to the three of you. I got involved with CCB when I was 22. And I know today, you know, the generations have changed. And maybe folks aren't as politically or socially active as they were when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s. But ladies and gentlemen, the gains that blind and visually impaired people have struggled to earn over the last 50, 60 years are easily lost. And we need each and every one of you three people, young people, scholarship winners, to pitch in and assist our movement not only to maintain what we have, but to expand what we have. And I understand When I was 22, I was out of grad school looking for work, had a new family with three kids that I inherited. It wasn't easy, but I still got involved in the organized blind movement. We need you, and I urge you to seek out chapters in your area and to become part of the California Council of the Blind.